Out to Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dan Dirksky of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. We're back with Dan in just a moment. It's the Power Plus Wool Sale, Friday, March 12th in Hobart, Oklahoma. On offer will be 100 Angus and A-plus herd sire prospects. Power Plus Beef Genetics is unique in that they offer buyers of their bulls the best premium buyback program in the country for Power Plus sired calves. The sale catalog is online and available at their website, powerpluscattle.com, or call them 580-726-3313 for more information on the Power Plus Bull Sale, March 12th in Hobart.
If you own a small business in Oklahoma, you need to hear this. Insure Oklahoma is a health care subsidy designed to cover 60% or more of monthly health insurance premiums for low to moderate income employees.
Oklahoma is doing something for the small business.
It's really a win-win situation.
We can have the same insurance as the Fortune 500 companies at an affordable rate.
Go to insureoklahoma.org for details or call 888-365-3742.
He's a Texas cattle producer, and he's current chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board. Dan Dirksky is about a month into his new role as chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. They're, of course, responsible for collecting and then investing the dollar head beef checkoff on behalf of cattle producers across the United States. Dirksky says that one of the investments that the CBB makes through the U.S. Meat Export Federation is something that he believes is very valuable to the cattle industry. And that, of course, is going after the international marketplace. He believes that the international marketplace has got a lot of value to the cattle industry, and he says he's been interested in this market concept of going overseas and selling our product for a long time.
International markets has always been a fascination to me. When I was in college, I had an opportunity to travel part of the Western world, and had an opportunity to see that there's a great deal out there beyond the United States. I was even more fascinated when I was serving as the director of Texas Farm Bureau, and we took some international trips, including going to Brazil and going to China. In one, I saw the kind of work that our competitors are doing. In another, I saw a potential for an incredible market for our product. And I think this was even reinforced more when USMEF assisted the officers of the CBB in traveling to several European countries and to Russia, where we could further see the demand that exists for our product there.
Dan Dirksky says that he believes there are a lot of cattle producers who understand the tremendous potential of the export market for the U.S. cattle industry.
I think the better informed producers are very aware of what the potential for their bottom line is by having exports. There are some people that I regret to say, are not as involved in the total picture. And for those, I think we just need to continue our education. Our domestic market is basically stagnant, and the international market is a place where we can add considerable value to our dollar without changing our production practices very much at all. And in terms of the CBB currently, we are facing lower revenues, and the competition for the available dollars to promote our product is just intense. And it's going to be producers who recognize the value of the export market that need to have their voices known. They need to be heard in advocating for that dimension of the market that's most likely to increase their profits.
A big believer in spending checkoff dollars to promote U.S. beef overseas, Dan Dirksky, chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Saturday, March 13th, it's the Blackjack Angus Farms annual bull sale starting at 12 noon in Seminole, Oklahoma. Selling 78 Angus bulls, 19 Angus females, and 65 commercial heifers. For a complete sales catalog, just go to nationalcattle.com or call 405-382-7678. Don't miss the Blackjack Angus Farms annual bull sale Saturday, March 13th in Seminole, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.